Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's traffic, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Brought to you by Gann Asphalt and Concrete, one contractor, all things parking lot. On the Missouri side, 35 southbound from Missouri 152 into downtown is a 12-minute trip. Kansas side, 35 northbound trip from Olathe into downtown is 20 minutes. The world's coming to Kansas City in 2026. Is your parking lot ready? Faded lines, potholes, unsafe sidewalks. Gann Asphalt and Concrete is your winning team. One contractor, all things parking lot. Visit GannAsphalt.com today. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan Traffic.
Rolling along on this wonderful Monday because there is a football game being played tonight at Arrowhead Stadium. Chiefs, Commanders, 7 p.m.
Woo!
It's Eric Fisher banging the drum tonight.
Nice!
Big Fish.
I love it.
Big Fish. Should be fun tonight. Mitch got us all hyped up on Friday about what they're going to do for military appreciation.
Yeah, can't wait for that.
Big thing there. Are you going to go to the game?
No, tonight. No. We don't do Sunday and Monday night games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, just checking. A little bit much for us there, Dustman. I'll tell you, be honest with you. So.
Okay. I just didn't know.
No.
Especially with, you know, Mark being Marcus Mariota.
Yep.
I doubt that really moves the needle too much. Which again, you're playing another team that doesn't have their starting quarterback or injuries related to their team in crucial spots. So I ask, you know, what's more impressive to do is play a team that's not fully healthy. What's more impressive to watch or see thrive, the offense or the defense? I think this weekend or this week in this Monday night game, with their quarterback being out, and I know Marcus Mariota is going to be able to, like, you know, hold things together in a spot start. He's done that before this year. But you would think that your defense will be up a gear, kind of have a little bit more because how they will say the terminology or the cliche that, you know, the Sharks see blood in the water, they tend to get it more aggressive.
Right.
You see that there's a quarterback that is a backup. You know he's not the starter for multiple reasons. So what do? You kind of stir it up a little bit more. You see the blood in the water. You are the Sharks on the defensive line. Or if you're the offense and you're going to get the ball more often, do you want to see that offense continue to thrive and put up 30 and just be like, hey, here's the deal. You can say the Colts aren't playing anybody and they're 6-1 or 7-1, whatever the hell they are, just point differential. You look at it, you're like, they might be playing the Titans, but they blew the Titans out.
That's right.
Hey, yep. They're playing the, you know, whatever, but they blew that team out.
Correct.
And, you know, a lot of people were upset that I said it's okay to be humble with this team right now because you have really played decimated teams, but you beat the Raiders 31-0. You beat Detroit 30-17. Like, that offense only put up 17 points against your defense. That's why I bring up the question, what's more impressive when you see a team like the Chiefs play a team like Detroit, who's defense was completely beat up and battered, but you put up 30, or the fact that your defense, their offense was healthy, and you held them to 17, whereas the Raiders, you just shut them out, And you look at Baltimore, that's a bad team. They had Lamar Jackson for most of that game. They still only put up 20. Your defense was impressive. So tonight, do you want to see that offense kind of impress you, or do you kind of want to be like, you know what? We're getting ready to play the Bills, who know how to run the ball, the Colts, who, by God, they know how to run the ball, and Denver knows how to run the ball, and this is kind of like a preempt to, like, is our defensive line and is this defense really ready to get out there? Because I think this game is going to be easily won by the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe I'm, you know, jinxing it too much, but I think this is just another one of those appetizer-type meals, and the main course is on the way, and that main course is Buffalo, Denver, Indianapolis.
Yeah, and those are kind of your next three after this, and you can't be looking forward to that if you're the Chiefs. Like, we talk about trap games all the time, right?
They don't exist, Bob.
You know, I know they don't exist, but I don't think they exist with a team like the Chiefs right now. Fair. Like, I think their trap game was Jacksonville, and I think we saw what happened when you have kind of one of those trap games and you're looking forward to the next game on your schedule, because the next game after Jacksonville was who? Detroit, right? That was the big game on your schedule. What's the next big game on your schedule? You got Buffalo next week, right? And we all just saw Buffalo beat Carolina 40-3 or whatever the hell the score was, you know, in that game. And the first thing I see about Buffalo is from their website guy saying, well, the win wasn't as good as it, you know, looks on paper and all that kind of stuff. There's still a lot of problems in Buffalo.
I thought the same thing. I watched that whole game. So I agree.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. So that was from Vic Carucci, who's covered the Buffalo Bills for 1,000 years and has been at NFL.com. And one of those guys that's been around, he says that I kind of like, okay, I'm going to take it a little bit seriously. Right.
Two of their touchdowns, like 50 plus runs by Dalvin Cook.
They were. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Huge runs. But to answer your question, Dusty, for me, it's always going to be defense. I've always been a defensive first guy. I think offense is fun, but defense is where you ultimately, you know, beat the hell out of somebody else, and you have the opportunity to do that. And I love when a defense goes out there and absolutely wrecks a game plan. It's fun. And, you know, just kind of watching the games yesterday, because, look, it was raining and nobody else had anything to do and we weren't playing, so you had an opportunity to kind of see the league if you wanted to yesterday. It's becoming increasingly, I use the air quotes, easier to move the ball on offense now. These drives are basically all starting at the 35-yard line because people are kicking it into the end zone, and we still haven't figured out, you know, the landing zone and how to properly do all this kind of stuff to give yourself an advantage. So most teams are on a 65-yard field now, and it's at such a disadvantage to the defense that when your defense does get a big-time stop, that's awesome, because now offensively you essentially need two decent plays to get into field goal range, and it's made it a lot easier, I think, for teams to score in the NFL. And that's why I see, you know, the Chiefs, they give up 17, they give up 0, they give up, you know, 20, they give up 9. I'm like, that's the impressive thing right now, when your defense can hold down some of these other offenses. And I think it's good that Marcus Mariota is the starting quarterback tonight and not a backup that we never heard of before. You know, you bring that pitcher up from the minor leagues, what does that guy do? Twirls a two-hit shutout against the Royals, right? You know who Marcus Mariota is. He's a quote-unquote brand name quarterback. He's not Pat White or somebody that you've never heard of before that's getting rolled out there, and he's got an opportunity with that name brand to make you play a little bit more. So I'm hoping the defense continues to do what they've done over the last 12, 14, 15 quarters or whatever, and that's just put their foot in the ground and say, you're not scoring on us today.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right, Bob. Like, you are logical. You are grounded in this take, but I'm going to be selfish and the young kid and say, yeah, give me the points.
Yeah, it's more exciting. Yeah, no question, it's more exciting.
It's more exciting. It's more fun, but you're right. Long term.
And we save more at Hy-Vee when they score points, too. And, and that's the big thing. I mean, let's talk about that. 35 points is 35 cents a gallon times 20 gallons. You're talking $7 a tank. Let's go.
Let's go. Come on. But long term, absolutely, you're right. Like, defense still wins championships, as cliche as that is.
Yep.
What's going to matter is, yes, the Chiefs are going to be able to put up their touchdowns in the playoffs, but what's going to matter is Spags going to be able to drop the blitzes against the Josh Allens, the Daniel Jones, and Jonathan Taylors. Like, that's what's really going to matter. But tonight, yeah, give me Rice 100 yards, Kelsey 2 touchdowns, give me that.
Yeah, you're looking for that kind of thing. Yeah, the offense is sexy. I mean, it really is.
Are.
But the defense gets the job done, right? It's like, you know that when they come up with a big play on third down and teams are leaving the field sometimes now on third downs, it's pretty much been a four-down league. Again, another reason why the defense is so sexy. Everybody's going for it on fourth down once you get past midfield now. So it's not a three and out anymore. It's now four and outs that you're having to go out there and shut down. And I think the Chiefs, man, you continue to stop four and outs, you're gonna win a lot of football games doing it that way.
I think tonight I want to watch this team offensively thrive. And I don't think that's like a selfish reason, because I want to see points, but we've only seen one game. literally 40% of the snaps of Rashee Rice playing.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see that gel more.
Yeah.
I want to see what this team looks like with adversity still on the offensive line, because I do not believe that this entire offensive line will stay healthy for the entire year. Trey Smith, doubtful tonight with the back injury. Josh Simmons still out, but we got some news on that. I believe after the bye is when we can expect him to come back to this team. A
couple weeks, they said, which kind of lines up for after the bye, but who knows?
Or maybe he just completely wins the fan base completely over and goes full over WWE and goes, I'll be there in Buffalo. And
you're right.
Like, okay. Yeah. Like, you know, like, dear Lord. But I want to see this offense kind of have a little bit of a hiccup in adversity, because Mitch had talked about their defensive line and how they'll stunt and move around and try to make things confusing. And I think we'll have Caliendo at right guard tonight. I think you'll have Juwan Taylor at, or not Juwan Taylor, he'll be right tackle, but I think you'll have Jalen Moore at left tackle tonight again. And again, we'll see like how this team can hold up, because this is a game that I think you should win. You probably will win, but you, again, we only got to see Rashee Rice for 40% of the snaps that the offense played. Now, again,
looked like a lot more than that. You're right. Stunning me with that number, honestly.
And still had, what was it, like 10 targets?
10 targets, yeah, 10 like targets, 7 yeah. or 8 catches, mm-hmm. 2 touchdowns.
How many catches?
7 or 8?
Oh,
six, 6, 7.
He did say 6, 7. That's done, by the way. We're out of that. Okay. And so, adults are dressing like that for Halloween. We're done.
Yeah. So I would love to see, because that's the one thing that I think if you pull back the lens a little bit, there's one thing I trust probably more than anything else on this team, and that is Spags being ready on defense. Like, I trust that because it's there. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not really a lot of injury there. The players that he wants, the players that he needs. Now, I know that Lott's been ruled out for the season, obviously, but he was a rookie. But Jones, McDuffie, Bolton, Chanel, Tranquil, all those guys are still there. Can he make this quarterback look lost? Now, let me see the offense kind of get into a rhythm, because if they go out there tonight and they win this game, let's say 36-14, and all of a sudden tomorrow morning, everyone's going to say, yeah, the Chiefs are 5-3 and they're, you know, tied for second in their own division, but that offense is clicking. It's clearly there 2 weeks in a row. Yeah, they play the Raiders. Yeah, they play the Washington, but look, they're ready for Buffalo. And can Buffalo's defense stop this offense? Because we know and we believe that Spags will always find a way to find your person and take them out of the game, whether that hurts you or not. Super Bowl took out Saquon Barkley. Right. Jalen Hurts stepped up in a big way, but you're going to play, James Cook, not James Cook, Dalvin Cook's brother.
James Cook.
James Cook's going to be the running back you play next.
Yep.
Then you're going to play this
yesterday.
You're play this Harvey kid who looked really good.
He looked good. He had three touchdowns yesterday.
That was Dallas's defense.
Boy, Dallas's defense. They could use an edge rusher.
Right. Or a secondary member, because they were about like 3-4 yesterday. And then you're going to get big bad Jonathan Taylor. Yep. So I want to see this defensive line also kind of, but I know it'll probably be ready for that. But my most important thing that I want to watch tonight is how this offense looks again with everybody back, with 5-4-1 out there doing their thing, and Patrick Mahomes being a kid in a candy store going, right. Oh, Travis Kelce's my fourth option now.
So, I guess maybe it I'm arrogant by saying this, but I just know the offense is going to be there. Like, I'm back to, I hate to say this because I know it's going to piss a lot of people off that, you know, maybe listening that aren't Chiefs fans. I'm back to where we were in like 2020, 2021, where this offense is just going to go out there and you know they're good for 28 points. Like, you are, and I used to say this back in the day when this team was churning and burning, you're down 28-0 before you step on the field to the Chiefs, because you got to imagine they're going to score 28 points, right? Can you score 29? Can you score 30? Do you have faith in whoever's next on the schedule after tonight or the next night or the next night that they're going to be able to score a minimum of 29 points? Because you're already down 28-0. And if you don't think that's the real deal, then you're mistaken, because this team will score 4 touchdowns a game. So how do these other teams combat being down 28-0 essentially to start the game? Do you have faith that Washington can score 29 or more? Do you have faith that Buffalo can score 29 or more? Denver can score 29 or more, whoever the case may be, right? Do you have that kind of faith? So essentially, you're asking the opponent to go out there and say, at a bare minimum, we need to score 4 touchdowns and get a field goal to have an opportunity. That's 5 possessions that we have to score on. We get about 9 a game. Start doing the math, right? That's how the Chiefs have this advantage, because their offense now is so good that you're basically putting people in a 28-0 hole to start the game and saying, you're going to have to score 30 if you want to beat us. And that's very rare to do against this defense right now.
I also want to see how they do on 4th downs. Because this is a team, I think, that you can
offensively take or defensively?
Offensively. Like, if it's 4th-3 from the 44, Like, yeah, you can kick the field goal, but like you're probably going to go for it a lot on fourth down against Buffalo, Indianapolis, and Denver.
Yes, you are.
And can you run those plays that are crisp and bread and butterish type of plays against the Washington Commanders, who are a less superior team than you?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could polish that up as well when it comes to the offensive side of things. But Mac, your name's first on overreactions, and I'm so glad you listened to your boy when he was plus 1,200 for MVP.
Plus 1,200, and I haven't checked it since Friday, but my God,
I'll check it for you.
Is it minus money now?
It might be. Victor Wembanyama right now, 21 years old. He's averaging 33 points a game, 13 rebounds, 1.7 steals, 6 blocks a game.
He's averaging 6. How many games in the season are we?
Three.
Yeah, he's had...
So what, though? It's,
he's had a 4-block game, a 6-block game, and like a 9-block game.
I'm more impressed by the blocks than I am the points, the rebounds, or anything like that. You know how hard it is to block a shot in the NBA? And he's getting 9, and he's averaging 6 a game. That's nuts.
He blocked Zion Williamson the other night 7 times. What do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, okay, so SGA is plus 200 to win MVP. Second is Wembanyama at plus 275.
And it's going to keep dropping. What we are watching, it is we are not giving it enough credit. We are not excited enough about this.
Are the Spurs good enough to get him the MVP?
They may not have to be. He could just be good enough.
Yeah, he's the best player in the league right now. Yeah. They're going to make the playoffs, I think. They're a really good team. Dylan Harper, Ron's son.
Yeah.
I forgot what the exact stat was, but first rookie to have like 25-5 and 0 turnovers. Really good looking point guard right now. Victor Wembanyama just became the first player this century with 100 plus points and 18 plus blocks in a 3-game span. He's clearly been the best player in the NBA so far this season. Like, honestly, it's like watching something I've never seen before. It's like watching an alien. It's a video game. This is not a human being. I mean, he's stronger. He's better. He knows his body. I just can't wait to keep watching this guy get better. He's 21.
Yeah.
Can he bring it back? Can he bring it back? Because they're going through some tough times at NBA right now.
They really are, man.
Yep. Boy, it's going to be fun to watch the Olympics in a couple years when he's playing for Team France.
Oh, yeah. Who's going to guard him for the Americans?
I have no idea.
Cooper?
We don't have anyone right now.
Because you would say the 4 best players in the NBA are non-Americans? SGA, Jokic, Wembanyama, Luka?
Luka. Yep. 100%.
Boy, have the 100%. Tables turned.
Yeah, they really have. I mean, that's why you see the NBA draft, and you're like, I don't know any of these folks. And I was reading something the other day that was like, how can the NBA get better? And one of the things, like, embrace college basketball more, man. Like, because...
Hell yeah.
But you know what? The American public hasn't embraced college basketball at all.
And every athlete you just named did not play college
basketball. Exactly. And they're going out there and they're dominating in the NBA. Why would I want to embrace college basketball more when the best players, you know, the future players, best future players of this league... are not playing college basketball at this point in time. They're playing overseas.
And you could say that, the 5th best player is still not American. You could say it's Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis. Yeah. I think the best American, Jason Tatum, he's not playing. That would probably be the best.
But current players.
Current players. Yeah.
But Jason Tatum isn't considered a current player at this point in time.
Cooper, the American flag.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yep. Steph Curry, I don't know who it would be.
Yeah, I mean, Steph 10 years ago, LeBron 10 years ago, you know. Like,
all the Americans
the Americans are kind of moving out, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's up there.
He would be up there. He's one of the hopefuls.
Yeah. But he's on the tail end of his career.
37,
I mean, like his days are done.
So before you get into your overreaction, audio for why you were about to go off.
What was going through your mind during the tush push where it looked like you forced a fumble?
Man. Honestly, when it comes to that play and what happened, I feel like, you know, the refs, they got a kind of a hard job because they don't know when to stop it. You know, and I think it's tough on defense, obviously, because it's like you stop the first surge, the ref don't blow the whistle. You get the ball out and you take it, and all of a sudden it's, you know, whatever you said, the forward progress. So at the end of the day, you just got to keep playing, man. Try to keep giving it your best and live with the results.
What was their explanation to you, at least? Did you ask him?
He said they called the forward progress before he reached the ball out. So sounds like some bullshit to me, but.
You didn't hear a whistle, right?
That's the hard part about the tush push. Oh, yeah, sorry. I mean, that was a great call by the ref.
You're still getting fine, Tibbs. Still getting those Kevion Thibodeau there for the New York Giants defensive lineman.
Yeah, that's good. The tush push now, can we officially bag it? Now it didn't happen against the Chiefs. It happened against the bad Giants team. They couldn't officiate the thing yesterday. It was brutal yesterday.
Fox is going nuts, too.
What's that?
The broadcast is going nuts.
But I mean, Tom Brady criticizing the officials. I mean, you know, he's out there criticizing them. Blandino's ripping them. The halftime show. And Fox was destroying the officials yesterday. It was a bad day in Philadelphia. They got a lot of calls wrong yesterday. today. They called an offensive pass interference on the Giants. Meanwhile, his shirt's getting pulled by the Eagles. Like, people say this league is rigged for the Kansas City Chiefs when it comes to the officials. Yesterday's game, days after these gambling allegations, watching the referees in that Philadelphia-New York game. See, this is what I was talking about, Mac. This is the subconscious coming out now. Anytime we see a bad call, anytime we see a bad day from a player, we're immediately going to think these folks are on the take. A terrible game yesterday for those officials, and I'm sure they will be reprimanded for it, for the way that they performed yesterday, because they were as bad as the Giants were yesterday in that game. Awful calls across the board. But after this, we've got to get rid of this tush push. Again, it's not because people can't stop it. It's because we don't know how to officiate this play. And that was a clear fumble yesterday by Jalen Hurts. Giants should have had the ball. Maybe that changes the outcome of that game. They're just wildly blowing whistles, guessing where it is, missing false starts. This play has now become a detriment to the game, and it's affecting outcomes of the game. And it's technically, by the letter of the law, an illegal play because everybody's jumping, and then we're getting turnovers, and they're not even counting it on the tush push. That play is a nuisance to the National Football League and needs to go.
Speaking of needing to go, my overreaction, if I can do this in 30 seconds, pretty much my life. Zach Taylor should be fired before we get off the air today at 10 o'clock.
I don't think that's an overreaction.
That's a top three loss in your franchise's history. You decided to write the ship with Jake Browning for a couple weeks where you could have went and got Flacco, I think, very easily because you did it very easily.
Yeah.
You lost that game completely. I know your defense is bad, but you had a 16-point lead with fourth quarter to go, and you lost that game to Justin Fields and the Jets. Yes, riding on a lot of, you know, hope, faith, and vulnerability, but they still beat you. You blew that game. You might have just blown your season away. You were supposed to hold par until you can get Joe Burrow back. You decided to take Jake Browning with you for a couple of games. You decided to hold that down together. You got
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gotta go. That's a tough, terrible, brutal loss in your franchise's history. And it was at home in front of the entire crowd who was ready to absolutely boo you out of Cincinnati yesterday. So Zach Taylor should be fired before 10 a.m. today.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree with that.
Get him
take,
away
from
Joe Burrow.
I mean, you lost to the Jets. That's all you need to say, right? I mean, Brian Kelly got fired yesterday, right? College coaches are getting fired like it's nobody's business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.